The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests of this program do not necessarily reflect those of Power Media Group, its stations, management staff, or advertisers.
We all owe them, but very few of us know them. They took an oath to protect us at home and abroad, so the rest of us can live safe and free. They are the men and women of our military and first responder communities, and these are their stories. American Warrior Radio is on the air.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Warrior Radio. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. It's the most empowering force in the world. Volition is the power of choice. Every day we wake up, we have a choice. We can be positive, we can be negative. We can choose to love, we can choose to hate. We can choose to pursue our dreams and our passions in life, but understand, our choices will culminate to write the legacy of our lives. Pretty powerful stuff. Not my words, though I wish they had been. That is a statement one will find when you visit Volition America's website, volitionamerica.com. Now, a common maxim in business goes that success is not always guaranteed to the person who comes up with the idea first. It very often goes to the company that gets to market with the most. Volition America was not the brainchild of our guest today. However, he was a crucial cog in the machine, using his decades of business and manufacturing experience to assure that Volition concept didn't remain a wouldn't-be-nice conversation over a beer or on a golf course. Welcome to American Warrior Radio, the Chief Executive Officer of Volition America, John Sapiente.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Well, I apologize for stealing a lot of copy off your website, John, but it's it's plenty inspiring.
Thanks. I think those of you who have heard Dan Herney speak, those are his words, and it's really amazing that the vision the guy has.
Well, John, before we get into Volition and Folds of Honor, which I do, I mean, that's what this show is about. We're about storytelling. Now, the first press release I got from your public relations agency, I think it was about the Revo glasses. Maybe it was the Wilson baseball gloves. And I remember thinking, okay, my baseball playing days are over thanks to a career-ending kickball injury. Then followed by, well, why are they sending this to American Warrior Radio? Okay, went into the trash bin. And then I got the next one. It was about the Revo sunglasses, and I caught the Folds of Honor reference, and I thought, well, heck yeah, let's explore this, because I love what they do. They've been on the show several times, and I love what you're doing to support them. So before we get into that story, let's talk about John's journey from a Chicago kid to that aha moment at 45 years old. Because, John, you never served, and it didn't sound like you had much of a connection at all with the military.
No, I grew up in Chicago, Kansas Jayhawk grad, evolved into a business guy, and really did not have any connections with the military, and quite honestly really didn't appreciate the sacrifices, and everything I had was because of the sacrifices they made. And it all came down to in 2013, I went to a Folds of Honor event, and I bought a round of golf as an auction item to play golf with Craig Stadler. Those of you who know he is, he's a former Masters champion PGA star. And I was super excited to play, and Folds of Honor has a golf tournament on Memorial Day down in Owosso, Oklahoma, at their home course. And I really went down there without understanding what I was doing, because, you know, I probably shouldn't say this live with your audience, so military inspired, but I didn't really appreciate what Memorial Day was. And I went down there and spent the weekend with the military, their families, and walked out of there. And yeah, it was fun to be a Stadler, but the moment for me was an awakening. I called, you know, I tell Dan, he gave me a patriotic awakening. But I walked out of there like, how could I have missed this for 45 years of my life? And I'm all in. And so I just became a Folds of Honor donor and a friend of Colonel Rooney, that wanted to help the cause and give back to those that have been giving us so much.
And John, there's no reason whatsoever to apologize. You'd be surprised at how many people, you know, we've touched on that on the show, that Memorial Day is not just about barbecues. And the military members themselves, they have some divergent opinions. Some say, hey, you know, it needs to be more of a respectful mourning holiday. Others, you know, particularly the special forces, are like, look, this is what I serve for. You have fun, you know, raise a toast to someone if you want to, but it's about freedom and it's about making choices, which comes back to why you're on the show here today. So no worries whatsoever, John. Now, you obviously, you went there to golf. You're a lifelong golfer, as I understand it. You're pretty darn good. Frankly, well, I tell you, John, I own a pair of clubs and that's about as far as I'll go. I'll leave it at that. But so your company, your background, you know, I made that reference earlier in the show, John, because I think it is important. The Volition America, the concept really was Dan Rooney's idea, kind of his brainstorm. But we all know there's a long ways from a great idea to actually getting it to market or getting it in front of the American people or even worldwide. And to me, I think that's one of the best parts of this story, John, is you leveraged your expertise and your experience to actually make that take place, to make it reality.
Yeah, well ultimately, you build a team with everybody who has roles in it, and that's what creates success. And so Dan had a really great idea. And for the listeners that don't know the story, Dan and I were at Ravinia, which is a concert place here in Chicago, and he asked me, he calls me Sap, short for Sapient. He said, "Hey, Sap, do you know what Volition means?" And I said, "No," and I kind of laughed, and he said, "Well, it's the power of choice." He goes, "It's the most powerful word, and you read it at the beginning, but ultimately, the choices you make write the legacy of your life." And I thought, you know, that's great, and he's kind of preaching to me at the point. And he said, "I want to start a business called Volition America, which is basically choosing America, and a percentage of everything we sell goes back to the Folds of Honor." And so he said, "You know, I'd like to start a clothing line, and I can't use the Folds of Honor donor money to do it, so would you and a couple other Folds members help us start this?" And I said, "Sure." And, you know, ultimately, the early stages, the struggles were as we were trying to start something organically from scratch. And those of the listeners that have done that in business, it's really hard to build a brand and just kind of grind and get, you know, get your product out there and get your audience out there. And there was a couple moments for me that I really realized that this was over my head and I needed help. And I think a couple of them were, my background is manufacturing. So I understand manufacturing and inventory and that whole aspect. And Dan wanted to make, you know, he's a pilot, so he wanted to create a pilot outfit. But he wanted, yeah, I know, it's funny. He wanted to be create Tom Cruise's outfit in Top Gun, which was a great hat, T-shirt, belt buckle, and jeans. And so that was kind of my assignment, because when Dan asked you to do something, you know, we're all in and whatever, we're following his lead. And the jeans moment was a big one for me, because I started thinking about going in a jeans store. And the, you know, the long jeans, the skinny jeans, the fat jeans, the 30-30s, the 30-34s. I'm looking at it from a manufacturing inventory standpoint. I'm like, I don't know how I would ever know what to put in stock and how to do this. So that was kind of step one, that I didn't know what I was doing. Step two, I talked to a guy that has a fairly successful clothing line, and he was laughing about his first year when he tried to do it himself, all the mistakes he made. And that's kind of was my two things that said, hold on, I need a partner that understands manufacturing and inventory and design, and then we'll go sell the product. The other thing that happened to me, and then relating it back to my business, one of my businesses is a med device manufacturing company. And we deal with a lot of startup, like doctors with great ideas. And as to your point earlier, you can have a great idea, but if you don't execute it and get it to market, it's just a great idea. And these doctors have great devices, but they don't have the distribution to get it out to all the hospitals, and they struggle. And we had just pivoted to golf because Folds of Honor was so big in golf. And what I learned about the golf space is I think 80% of the sales are through pro shops. And the thought of us driving around with a bag of polos, I'm like, okay, we're not going to be able to do that either. And that's kind of when the business model came together. It was, how do you find partners that already have all this in place? And it became a licensing play. Okay. And ultimately what we've done is we license to a best-in-class partner in each segment.
Okay.
So Puma was our first partner.
John, hold that thought, because I definitely want to pursue that, because my day job side of me, my business side of me, is really fascinated with how you did what you do. Now, just to clarify that, you, like I mentioned, extensive experience. Elgin, your first company, is an automotive product manufacturer. Trident, medical right. device company. Just to be clear, combining those, you're not building RoboCops, right?
No, not at all.
Okay, just
little widgets.
Just wanted to get that on the record. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Ben Buehler-Garcia, joined by John Sapienti, the CEO of Volition America. Good stuff coming up. Stick around.
This is Ben Buehler-Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio. If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage and making sure you have the right options. You don't have to navigate the Medicare maze alone. Call Medicare Mentors now for your free consultation and free service. Call 719-886-3377. That's 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance, no-cost consultation, proud sponsors of American Warrior Radio, Saturdays at noon on KPPF Colorado Springs.
From family to fun and work, we lead busy lives, and making time to go to the DMV is the last thing you want to do. Fortunately, many Colorado DMV services are online, so you can skip the trip. Save time, go online. Visit dmv.colorado.gov/save-time and get back to living life. Sponsored by the Colorado Department of Revenue and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
That's why every night when I'm putting my kids to bed, I also make sure any firearms that may have been in my car are stored safely inside. Each year, hundreds of firearms are stolen from vehicles in Colorado just because owners forgot to secure them inside. I'd hate to think where those guns are now. Join me and make sure your firearms are secured whenever you're away from them.
This message is sponsored by the Colorado Attorney General's Office and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Hey, this is Lieutenant Paul from the Fountain Valley Salvation Army. Just wanted to say thank you to everyone for what you do in our community. Thanks to people like you, we've been able to continue offering our Client Choice Food Pantry, where individuals come and receive food assistance. While you're here, be sure to ask about our utility and rental assistance programs. Help us continue the ministry by donating at tsafv.org. And don't forget to join us Sundays at 11 a.m. to hear the gospel message in person, online, or right here at KPPF.
The power of community.
It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
Didn't want to talk. She just sat with me. That was all I really needed.
We got back. One day he called me out of the blue, and it's comforting to know that I always can count on him to have my back.
She called me from time to time. I really didn't think I needed any help.
It took me from being really depressed to feeling like somebody cared. It gave me some hope. Just that one text.
Be there. Your call, your presence, your words, your support. Be there and help save a life.
Hi, this is Kelsey Graham.
Learn more
when
about
military service members head into battle.
VeteransCrisisLine.net.
None are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
I believe that American flags should be American made. Every part and parcel of an Allegiance flag is sourced, every flag is hand stitched, and every customer service call is taken right here in America. The seamstresses at Allegiance Flag may cut the cloth, but they don't cut corners. They lovingly pour over every line, every stitch to make sure you get the best flag out there. Shop for your new flag by visiting our friends at showallegiance.com. Use the American Warrior Radio discount code AWR10 at checkout. The gold standard of American flags. It's what we fly. Showallegiance.com.
This is KPPF, the power of community.
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're talking with John Sapienti. John is, among other things, busy guy. He's the CEO of Volition America. He also runs two other companies. John, when do you get time to golf?
I don't know. I got a few hours here and there.
Well, you're not on American Warrior Radio.
I am. I'm excited to be here today, though. It's fun.
Well, and I tell you, honestly, I meant no disrespect, John, but in my line of work, you get on a distribution list, and I'm constantly getting emails and press releases from folks that I don't know how I got on their list, but they won't, and they'll never be a fit for American Warrior Radio. So I'll admit my mistakes when I make them, and I discarded that first email from your PR agency, but luckily I followed the link on the second one, and got me to Volition America. And if I can just steal from your website one more time, at least, our ideals of uniting our country, empowering freedom of choice, and enabling patriotic expression for the love of America transcends cultures, gender, race, age, and political beliefs. We believe in empowering people to live a life that answers to positive individual choices. That, when I look at mission statements for companies, John, that is both at once inspirational, but then part of me wants to say, how do you hope to ever achieve that?
Yeah, I think it's really getting the word out. And to me, the word volition is the whole key to the thing, because if people know how to make good decisions, and what America is, it's a democracy. We're all entitled to different opinions. It's respecting the opinion and making good choices. So one of the things that I've always positioned this thing is, we're not a political brand. We're not a left brand or a right brand. And, you know, you can be really far left and love your country. You can be really far right. It's about making good choices and coming together. So what we're trying to do is be a force multiplier and bring people together to unite and say we love our country. And that's really what the goal of the whole company is. And then to give back to those people that helped us become who we are and sacrifice so much for us. So the thing that I tell a lot of people is, we're not red and we're not blue. We're red, white, and blue. And that's how we're, just like you said, one person at a time, spread the word. And that's the beauty of what we're doing with the licensing, is we're bringing in huge brand partners with huge audiences that allow us to spread our word. So earlier in the call, we talked about how hard it is to start something from scratch and then get the word out, and how slowly it takes to build something. And that's ultimately the business model, is by licensing it to the Pumas and the Wilsons and the Revos. And we just signed a deal with Luminox, which you'll see a new press release coming. Their audiences will get it a lot quicker, and hopefully will come together a lot quicker. So that's the idea behind it.
Forgive me, Luminox is what?
Watches.
Oh, no. I had a watch suggestion for you.
What was that?
Well, this kind of builds into what we're talking about. Honestly, John, I do this show because I'm passionate about the messages, and I'm passionate that I want more and more ears to hear these messages. But honestly, I learn something from every single show that either inspires me as an American or, frankly, helps me as a business person or as a radio host. And several shows ago, we had on a couple of Navy veterans who are very, very successful authors. They've got multiple best-selling series. And what they shared with me is that they're all about collaboration, and part of their mission is to help build up other veterans and support them so that they, too, can be successful. And they referred a company to me called the Declan James Watch Company. And this guy's a Navy SEAL. He started this business as a legacy to his children to teach them about entrepreneurship. And these are just, they're beautiful watches, great price point, extremely quality watches, you know, Swiss movement, all that kind of stuff. And I had him on the show recently, but I was going to suggest them, but I guess I missed that boat.
Yeah, you're going to like the Luminex. So okay. They're very big Navy SEAL and military supported watches. For 20 some odd years, they've been very active supporting the military and designing watches that are used by Navy SEALs and other military groups.
Let's
talk. They're a great partner.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because again, from the business standpoint, I as I understand it, and why I was so disappointed about, you know, too late to the party with Declan James, but you, for each category, they get an exclusive, right? Once they're on board, you're loyal to them, and that's it. That's the end of that discussion for that that category or product.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we partnered with Puma in 2017. We've had the contract renewed 3 times, so I think we're partners through 2024. We added the Wilson Group in baseball, so they came out with A2000 gloves, DeMarini bats, Louisville Slugger, Evo Shield. So they've got all sorts of baseball product. We have Revo, which is sunglasses. For those of us who are older, we'll remember that. And Luminox just signed on, and we've got about 5 or 6 other large brands that I believe will hopefully sign on soon. But we're going to try to go in fishing spaces, hunting spaces. I'd also like to start events, which is bringing the audiences all together and doing more than just using words.
Tell us more what that would look like.
Well, we started early on. We did 5K and half marathons. One of my ideas was, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but Folds of Honor has a Patriot Golf Day on Labor Day where they have 6,000 golf courses where everybody comes out and plays, and the first tee they're asked if they'd like to donate to Folds of Honor. Mm-hmm. And that raises millions of dollars for Folds of Honor. So we decided, we had a little conversation with the USTA, United States Tennis Association, about potentially starting a Volition Tennis Day. And same kind of concept as a grassroots fundraiser that everyone comes together. We've also talked to a variety of people about fishing, maybe Volition Cup fishing tournaments. And it's really, I think I said this on a prior show, we've been talking about uniting and bringing people together since we started this back around 16. And then I watched the Super Bowl and, you know, everybody jumped on the United bandwagon, and it's words. What are you really doing to bring people together? And so we want to do these events so that we can actually bring audiences together and brands together and actually have, you know, some impact on people on a day-to-day basis. And we don't want this just to be a holiday brand. I want this to be a 365 day a year that, you know, people are buying products because that logo means something to them. And when people see that logo, they say, oh, that's what that person stands for. And that's the goal. That's ultimately the goal.
You know, for a manufacturing, you had a pretty sharp marketing brain on you, John, because you're spot on. I mean, that's so many people. A, I want quality. B, I want value. If I can get both in the same package, great. But the passion and the loyalty that can be stirred by affiliating with a brand. I don't just support this product. I support what this product stands for, or what this product communicates out there in my community or in the market or amongst my comrades. And it sounds to me like you're spot on there. One little suggestion, though. Sports stuff, great, golf, gloves. But what about the fat, lazy people like me? What do you got coming for us? Maybe cigars or something?
Well, I'm working on cigars.
All right.
We have cigars coming. I hope. We haven't signed a contract yet, but we have a verbal agreement with somebody. We're also going to try to start coming out with loungewear and activewear. So there's a couple categories that we've kept to ourselves. And as the brand gets big enough, we'll start rolling out our own products as well, not just collaborations. And the activewear and the loungewear space is something that I think fits well with our messaging and our audience. And so I hope to roll that out. The big fourth quarter, we're trying to roll out a Volition Marketplace, which will be a website where basically everything will be in one location and all of our brand partners and our events and everything. So people can log on and, you know, they may go on to buy a golf club, and next thing you know, they're buying cigars or shoes or whatever. And all the different brand audiences will come together.
John, I'm kind of busting your chops on that, but yeah, I do like cigars, and I'm not as old and as fat as I'd like to think. I've got choice. I need to choose. Yeah, I'll take that to heart. But Puma in golf was really a natural given, as much as, you know, golf has been just a keystone of what Folds of Honor has done as far as fundraising. Mm-hmm. But do you, after Puma, do you go out and find these collaborators? Do they find you? All the above?
Well, it's been a lot of cold calls.
Okay.
A lot of networking, a lot of cold calls. I'm a little bit very persistent. So I have taken upon myself to network and try to get the right people on the phone. If you go back to 2017, it was hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Puma meeting was fantastic. They fell in love with us. They helped us get on the map. It's getting easier now because people see it and understand it. And, you know, we're getting much easier meetings and much better, you know, understanding what the brand means and what it is. When you go into somebody and say, here's my logo and here's what I want to do, that's a pretty big leap of faith that Puma took with us. When you go in and say, here's all the products we make now, and here's our partners, and here's what, you know, now they're like, oh, I get it. Great. We want to be a part of that. So it's just a lot of networking, and we do get some calls. We don't partner with anyone. I'm not going to be, mm-hmm. you know, slap our logo on anything, and that's great. It is about premium products. It is about like-minded people. We're not going to just let any brand have it. Even our ambassadors, you know, I don't know if you guys know Gary Woodland, but Gary Woodland is a 2019 U.S. Open champ, wears Volition exclusively. And 2018, his Under Armour contract expired. And he was a friend of Rooney's and a Folds of Honor supporter, and called and said, do you mind if I wear it? Because I'm between contracts and I love what it stands for.
Yeah.
He wore it for free.
Outstanding.
Which is unbelievable. Yeah, so we want partners that really are a part of the mission, and not just, here, we'll pay you, please put it out there.
John, when we come back, I want to talk about that mission. Listeners, you've heard our Folds of Honor interviews on American Warrior Radio before. Folds of Honor seeks to honor the sacrifice of those who serve and to educate their legacy. To date, they've awarded over 29,000 scholarships to the children of our fallen warriors. A full 90% of donated funds go to scholarships. That's why Folds of Honor has achieved a 4-star rating from Charity Navigator and a Platinum Seal of Transparency from GuideStar. You can feel comfortable paying it forward with a donation to Folds of Honor. Please visit foldsofhonor.org to learn more. We'll be right back.
There are many challenges facing our service members, veterans, and their families. For an insight into the issues that affect them, listen to Inside the Military Mind, addressing mental health and wellness with Dwayne France. Sponsored by Family Care Center, Inside the Military Mind, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KPPF.
I believe that American flags should be American-made. Every part and parcel of an Allegiance flag is sourced, every flag is hand-stitched, and every customer service call is taken right here in America. The seamstresses at Allegiance Flag may cut the cloth, but they don't cut corners. They lovingly pour over every line, every stitch, to make sure you get the best flag out there. Shop for your new flag by visiting our friends at showallegiance.com. Use the American Warrior Radio discount code AWR10 at checkout. The gold standard of American flags. It's what we fly. Showallegiance.com.
This is Ben Bueller Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio. If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage and making sure you have the right options. You don't have to navigate the Medicare maze alone. Call Medicare Mentors now for your free consultation and free service. Call 719-886-3377. That's 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance, no cost consultation, proud sponsors of American Warrior Radio, Saturdays at noon on KPPF Colorado Springs.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
There's a lot to love about Colorado, but there's something that every Coloradan should know. Colorado's soils contain radon gas. You can't see, smell, or taste it, and it sneaks its way into your home through openings in your foundation. Radon is a leading cause of lung cancer in Colorado, so testing your home is important. Luckily, getting test kits and discovering affordable repairs is easy. Get started at coloradoradon.info, sponsored by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Colorado Broadcasters Association.
Hi, Frank Sinclair. I'm the Chief Encouragement Officer for Dream Again Business Consulting. We are here to use business as a platform to create hope in human beings.
Listen to the Encouragepreneur Show with Frank Sinclair every Saturday morning at 10:30 on KPPF.
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're talking with John Sapienta. He is the, among other things, the CEO of a great company. I want you to visit volitionamerica.com, V-O-L-I-T-I-O-N, America.com, and check out what they're doing there. John, coming back to, you know, it's kind of interesting to me. It strikes me this was sort of a thing where you built the objective first and then worked your way back. Okay, how do we get there? And really part of this, or a lot of this, is supporting Folds of Honor and what they're doing for the families of our warriors out there. You admitted, John, that you didn't, I mean, you went to that tournament because you were looking to play golf with someone you admired, a great golfer, and then, boy, it just sort of like a slap in the face, huh? Because it just so happened to be a Folds of Honor tournament.
Yeah, it was a huge eye-opener. I call it my patriotic awakening. And if that hadn't been there that day, I don't know if any of this would have developed. I mean, maybe someone else would have ran it for Dan, but I'm blessed to have been there. I'm blessed to have learned this. I told the story to somebody. You know, I was probably 2014 or 15. We were on spring break, and we were walking through Charlotte Airport. I have four kids. I don't know where we're coming back from. But I turned around, and, you know, every parent's nightmare, one of my kids was missing. And it's only, you know, 20 seconds, but you have that deep breath where you're scared. And then I glanced to my left, and there he was shaking two military personnel's hands and thanking him for the service. And I kind of had a, you know, that's unbelievable kind of parent moment, like, oh, I did okay, you know. So I learned this in 13, and I carried it on to my kids, and now they get it. So to me, I don't think it's that Americans they take it for granted, and I don't think Americans are it's awareness. I just wasn't aware of the sacrifices, and I'm blessed that Dan taught that lesson to me.
Let me share you one of my moments, and I got engaged, John, a little while before that. I'm pretty much, my philosophy has always been I never serve, so I consider it my duty to support those who do. Yeah. But I had volunteered with a nonprofit here in my home city, and one of the events we have is an event where before a family deploys, we have them out at a local, you know, at the zoo or someplace they can enjoy the day free of charge, and then we have these little bears that every child can build. And inside each bear, there's a pressure-sensitive voice box. And whoever's deploying, mom or dad records a message. When their child misses them while they're deployed, they can hug the bear, hear the voice. And I'm working my first event. I'm working that table, John. And here comes mom, dad, three handsome little boys. And I said, okay, which one of you is deploying? And he looks me straight in the face, John, and he says, I'm going this month. She's going in three.
Hmm.
As a civilian, I mean, my head nearly exploded. I could not even comprehend the sacrifice that this family was making on behalf of the 99.5% of the rest of us out there.
Right.
And boy, in one picture, man, and you know, I have to assume there's a grandma or someone else around to take care of the boys, but I guess we all have those moments. What was it about, and you know, Dan is truly an inspirational cat, but you as a CEO, I mean, you've been there, done that in a lot of cases. There's something in particular about him that just really hooked you?
Well, if anybody who meets him, he's really noble. What he's done is, you know, he was just to start this charity because he felt the will to help and give back. And then if you ever talk to Dan, I mean, he is just such an inspirational person that all he wants to do is make everybody's life better and help them. And so it was easy to follow him. He's a born leader. And I was just, you know, honored to be part of Folds of Honor. I felt like it was my duty. The one thing that I think really resonated with me was I think we all have charitable things that we're passionate about, whether it's lung cancer or Alzheimer's, or we all have things that affect us in life and then we want to help. And the thing that was like an aha moment for me was when I said, you know, every one of us benefit for what these people do. How are we all not rallying around this? And I feel like it was my job to try to help get that word out. So it was the fold of honor was important to me, but it was more about my experience and trying to get people like me to understand that we have a duty to give back and help.
Bingo. And that's, you know, John, I believe that things happen for a reason. I'm not a big fan of coincidences in life. And I think there's a reason that you came to us for this show, because that's pretty much the same thing that we've been trying to do for 9 years here on American Warrior Radio. Now, one of the challenges that you may have already stumbled across or minefields that you may have wandered into, unfortunately, the dark side of support for the members, our military families, is there is a lot of scams out there. And it's clear to me that credibility and bona fides is very important to you when you're building your collaborative partners. I guess I'm trying to get back to John of how you're selecting who you partner with.
Well, I think first and foremost, we're partnering with very large brands, so they're okay. Not somebody that's trying to benefit off the folds. And the thing about these launches for them is it's not like they're huge revenue to the point where they're benefiting huge from a profit standpoint. It's more that they want to give back, and this is a vehicle that helps them do this because we help promote their brand and Fold of Honor through the whole process. And so it's really we meet the people, we usually meet CEOs and vice presidents, so we really get their passion about it. And you're right, I want people that really, when they get it, they love it and they're passionate and they want to help, less than how much money are we going to make on this.
Right. Well, and I love, again, I stole a quote, I think, from one of the other interviews you did, and you say, we're giving back to those who sacrifice to give us the power of choice. There again, right. Coinciding with the word volition, 13% of your revenue goes back to the folds of honor. And an important distinction here, not 13% of your profit, 13% of your revenue. Why?
Right.
Why 13?
Well, I mean, the 13 is a pretty important number, and we're trying to change it from unlucky 13 to lucky 13, but there's 13 folds in the flag. And so that's how the number came about, and it's Dan Rooney has always been 13's lucky, so that was part of it. Like when I travel with Dan, you know, if he's staying in room 643, he'll go, hey, Sap, it's up to 13. So we've been talking about 13 for years. But 13% is the minimum we give back. We have some we give more. Some deals we give up to 20%. But the idea is that, you know, none of us started this. You know, I have a partner in this, but we didn't start this to make money and get rich. You know, we have our own businesses and we run, and this was more of a vehicle to how do we build something substantial that can give back. And the goal was to become the largest corporate donor to Folds of Honor. And
wow.
Right now, Budweiser has got that. I think there's a couple others right there. But that was my goal, is to build something that is giving back substantial numbers to Folds of Honor and ultimately help the families.
Well, and I tell you, I love your business model, and it seems a very smart approach. Now, granted, you did learn from some, you know, the jeans mistakes, the skinny jean, fat jean mistake, but, you know, you pivoted, and you're doing great, and I love the fact that you're really leveraging a pretty broad team out there, and every one of those companies is now communicating, and their employees and their families are seeing and learning about Volition and just the great messages and Folds of Honor. So I tell you what, I like what you're doing. When we come back, John, I want to talk more about that, and then just I'm curious about your opinion about where we are and where we're headed right now, because I can't think of a more important time in our nation to have something like Volition out there communicating these messages. Again, folks, visit VolitionAmerica.com, VolitionAmerica.com. We'll be right back with more with John Sapienti.
This is Lieutenant Paul from the Founders. Mountain Valley Salvation Army. Just wanted to say thank you to everyone for what you do in our community. Thanks to people like you, we've been able to continue offering our client choice food pantry, where individuals come and receive food assistance. While you're here, be sure to ask about our utility and rental assistance programs. Help us continue the ministry by donating at tsafv.org. And don't forget to join us Sundays at 11 a.m. to hear the gospel message in person, online, or right here at KPPF.
The power of community.
National Guard and Reserve members need their employers' support, both on duty and in the workplace. But where can employers go when they need advice? Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, ESGR, is here for you. We help businesses recruit, hire, and support service member employees. It's good for America and good for your workforce. Find your local ESGR representative at esgr.mil.
This is Ben Bueller Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio. If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage and making sure you have the right options. You don't have to navigate the Medicare maze alone. Call Medicare Mentors now for your free consultation and free service. Call 719-886-3377. That's 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance, no cost consultation, proud sponsors of American Warrior Radio, Saturdays at noon on KPPF Colorado Springs.
I believe that American flags should be American made. Every part and parcel of an Allegiance flag is sourced, every flag is hand stitched, and every customer service call is taken right here in America. The seamstresses at Allegiance Flag may cut the cloth, but they don't cut corners. They lovingly pour over every line, every stitch to make sure you get the best flag out there. Shop for your new flag by visiting our friends at showallegiance.com. Use the American Warrior Radio discount code AWR10 at checkout. The gold standard of American flags. It's what we fly. Showallegiance.com.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
This is Ben Bueller Garcia, host of American Warrior Radio. If you're Medicare eligible and military connected, Rich Lewis and Medicare Mentors will guide you through setting up coverage and making sure you have the right options. You don't have to navigate the Medicare maze alone. Call Medicare Mentors now for your free consultation and free service. Call 719-886-3377. That's 719-886-3377. Medicare Mentors, personal guidance, no cost consultation, proud sponsors of American Warrior Radio, Saturdays at noon on KPPF Colorado Springs.
This is KPPF, the power of community.
Welcome back to American Warrior Radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Ben Bueller Garcia. We're chatting with John Sapienti. John is, among other things, the CEO of just a wonderful, John, I don't know if I'd call it a company so much as a collaboration, but VolitionAmerica.com. You can find out more. Visit VolitionAmerica.com. John, in your time with Folds of Honor, have you ever crossed paths with Ginger Ravello?
For sure. Yep. Yeah, she's a great lady. Amazing story. If you listen to Ginger speak and don't start crying, I don't know. I don't know what's going on inside you.
Well, I guess I've had her. Well, I'm starting to get choked up even just thinking about her story, but. Her husband, Major Troy Gilbert, was killed in action, and I had met her on a couple of times. Actually, it was at a dinner with Gary Sinise when he had passed through. And later on, John, I had a chance to interview a fellow by the name of Dave Cooper, and Dave flew with the 160th SOAR, the Night Stalkers. I don't know if you're familiar with their story, but he received a just a lot of accolades for some heroism during a particular mission where some birds have been shot down. Anyway, long story short, it turns out he was on the same mission that, that Major Gilbert was on, and Dave may have been the last guy to talk to Troy before he crashed. And just I right away when I heard that, I sent a note to Ginger. And Ginger's family, I guess the reason I bring that up is they have benefited, or her children, her and Troy's children, have benefited from Folds of Honor scholarships. Have you had a chance to meet some of these families and kind of see this impact of legacy?
That is what ultimately happened to me on Memorial Day. So Ginger's son was my caddy the first that Patriot Cup in 2013.
Oh, no kidding.
So they were one of the first people I met. And those kids have turned out fantastic, but Folds of Honor was a big part of that. So that was part of the weekend. You should come back and, you know, you go down there and you're not only meeting, you know, military, ex-military, you're meeting their family, you're meeting their kids, you're meeting some of the fallen heroes or injured heroes and hearing their stories. And you really... it's humbling that, you know, all of us, this is unbelievable what they've done. And they're amazing people, and it's a great cause.
John, you're a young man. You've got a lot of life left in you, but it sounds like the passion for this cause has been lit. I mean, you're like a submarine with a nuclear power plant now on this, huh?
Yeah, it's really, I'm enjoying it. I've learned, you may have mentioned about the branding and the marketing. My businesses don't require that. So it was really been a interesting learning curve for me looking at from reaching consumers and how to do that. So I'm getting to be able to give back, but I'm getting a huge reward being able to build something that I think is, it's got a lot of DNA and cause and authenticity. And it's pretty humbling to be able to give back like this and do something good.
John, one thing that's important to me, and I want our listeners also to know, is because you do see brand ambassadors. You know, I like to sometimes give the guests on the show a hard time because they, you know, they're an ambassador for a rifle company, or they're an ambassador for a cool set of sunglasses. Right. And I'm not a good shot. I'm not attractive. There's a reason I'm on radio. So I'm trying to think of, well, you know, what could I be a brand ambassador for? But it's important to hear that your brand ambassadors, they're not getting paid. They're doing this out of passion for the message and the cause that you've started.
Gary is a Puma athlete now, but he did it for the first year for free just because he was behind the cause. And so, yeah, all of our people that are involved with us now, they were all in on the mission before they became ambassadors. And what's been cool for us is I've seen celebrities that are not part of our cause but wearing our gear. And that's been super cool. Like, I'm a huge Entourage fan, and I was thumbing through Instagram, and there's Kevin Dillon, and those of you who know him from the show, is Johnny Drama, wearing Volition. And that was super fun. And then I had a friend who works at a news program, and Johnny Damon came in to do an interview wearing one of the Volition shirts, and he texted me. He's like, "Johnny Damon has your stuff on." And so, another one that I was really, I think is super cool for me, is I'm a Chicago Bear fan, and Jim McMahon was my favorite player as a kid. And then Jimmy Max wearing Volition barefooted playing at Tahoe. And so seeing it pop up all over and seeing guys like Brett Burns and Robin Ventura and other celebrities wear it and support it has been really neat.
Well, honestly, John, that's why I wanted to, I take inspiration from what you're doing, and that certainly not all of us can do it at the level that you're doing, or maybe we can. We just need to put our shoulders into it.
That's your volition, right? Once you decide you can do something, you just go for it instead of that, as Dan says, a prisoner of common assumption where you just assume you won't be able to do it. What's the worst that happens is you fail and you just get up and try again, or... And that's where people really, that's the word that we want people to learn. It may not just be because they want to get back to America. It may not be that they want to get back to the truth. Maybe just teach them the word volition and we can make better choices. They can believe in themselves. And it's a really inspirational thing. And when we first started this, we made a little video in on our website about what volition is. So the first thing I did was play it for my kids because I believe it wholeheartedly that volition is the most powerful word. It's your choice, the way your life goes. And that's what we want people to take away from this.
Well, that's such a great... when I get home, I'm going to write volition on my mirror.
Yeah,
truly,
it's unbelievable.
Because I've got a goal. I want every pair of ears in the nation who needs to hear these messages to hear them. So I want someday to be that radio brand, John, where Volition says, "Hey, you know, we want best in class. Let's go to American Warrior Radio."
How's that sound? Well, I'll tell you a funny story. I've got four kids, the oldest daughter, and then three boys, 20 to 16. And I went in one of their rooms, and there was a tattoo card. And I'm like, oh, no, you guys, what are you doing? And my 16-year-old said, I didn't do it. Connor did it, who's my 20-year-old. And I called him, and I'm like, you got a tattoo? And he's like, well, I got the logo and the word Volition on me because it means so much to me. Then I was like, okay.
Wow.
You know? So it went from an annoyed parent that I can't believe my kid just went and got a tattoo to he really meant something to him. He put it on his chest. And those are cool moments.
Absolutely.
So I'm okay with the tattoo because it's inspiring him every day to use his Volition.
What, John, we've got just a couple minutes left. What else can you, if you can share, do you see coming down the line for Volition America?
Well, we've got a lot of brand partners that I'm talking to, from skiing and outerwear to hunting gear to fishing equipment. We've got, you know, interestingly enough, I think we may see a Volition fund, which will allow people to invest. And it's with a big investment firm that's going to make a fund that will invest in America companies or companies that make money in America. Which I think is really unique. So we've got a lot of things coming. It's been a journey that, you know, we just keep finding new things, and it's pretty fun.
Well, it sounds like it. And I'll tell you right off the bat, I was giving your PR agency a hard time, but we stand ready, sir, to help spread the word and assist we can, because I love what you're doing. And I love how you're doing it. I mean, I'm fascinated. When I talked about how I don't believe there's coincidences, this whole idea of collaboration has been coming up in the last 6, 7, 8 interviews that I've done on completely disparate subjects. And I'm thinking, maybe there's a message coming through that I need to listen to. So I stand ready. And of course, I'm a huge fan of Folds of Honor and what they're doing. What else, other than people visiting volitionamerica.com, what else do you want our folks to hear today, John?
I just want to thank everybody, especially your audience, because I think there's a ton of military out there. I want to say thank you for all you do. And it's an honor to try to help.
That was a short close. You're a man of few words.
I don't know about that. Not many people say that.
That's why you make the big bucks. Well, I look forward to seeing what's coming down the line at volitionamerica.com. And again, don't forget about us. Oh, I was going to say us fat old guys, but that's anti-Volition. I'm going to get on the stair climber when I get home.
There you go. We inspired you. But thank you for having me. It was great.
My pleasure. There you go, folks. You can hear this message and over 250 others at AmericanWarriorRadio.com. We're on all major streaming platforms, Google, Apple, Pandora, Spotify. I can't name them all. Listen to these messages and please share them. If you support what we're doing, visit patreon.com/AmericanWarriorRadio and help us get to syndication. Until next time, all policies and procedures remain in place. Take care.
Listening to American Warrior Radio. You can hear over 150 episodes of this program at AmericanWarriorRadio.com.